Blog Talk Radio.
To the Spirit of America Party, the Spirit of America Party book, the Spirit of America Party challenge coin, 911 New Yorkers, we forget nothing. We know who our enemies are. And right now, the worst ones are inside the gates. So, before I vent my spleen, I'm going to play you my own true love. That's the thing that's missing. That's the one ingredient that's missing in the USA today. Love. Love is few and far between among Americans today. You don't believe me? Just look around. Football season is here. We're going to pay a tribute at the Notre Dame, once a great Catholic college, now the home of Antichrist are communists. Sorry, guys, the truth hurts.
University of Notre Dame proudly presents its marching band, the Band of the Fighting Irish. Many universities are communist infiltrated. We have been under siege since the end of World War II. Communism just took down the hammer and sickle and changed the flag. But not all countries. Russia did. Russia feigned collapse to take advantage of American money, donations, sold obsolete equipment to us so we could destroy it. And then you have the movement against the second amen, gun control, and they cite handgun situations and also violence by rifle. And they want to take away automatic weapons or semi-automatic weapons under the guise that the second amen was designed for hunters. No, not unless they were hunting the British. And now the Democrats in their anti-American fever, they want all Americans to register their grapes because they learned that during the Revolution, the American Revolution, the only one that worked, They realized that we used grape shot during the Revolution. So everybody has to register their grapes. And they'll tell you that I was watching the Communist Convention last night, the candidates for the new improved Communist Party, the party of death to little children, and they shout about a woman's right to choose. It's her body, and that's it. And you just cut the head off of that little thing that's growing in there. It has no rights. Yet, when the boys in 1776 brought out the Constitution and the Declaration of Independence, the first three words that were guaranteed to all Americans as a right from God in the year of our Lord, 1776, the first rights that were guaranteed in the Constitution was life for all, liberty for all, and the pursuit of happiness. And I watched these communist Democrats last night shouting that they wanted benefits for the children, but only the ones that they allow to live. It is an embarrassment in the face of God to claim a woman's right to choose means you have to kill somebody. That's a kid, man. You know the story? Do you know your biology? The sperm penetrates the egg. That's jackpot. That's three Liberty Bells straight across. And then comes the soul. And the soul is God's black box. And when you cut that kid's head off or pull him apart a leg by leg, that soul goes to heaven to testify against the murderers, the lawmakers, the physicians, and sadly, the woman who chose to destroy the child. And that's the saddest one of all. I saw a documentary one night, and there were two drug addicts, a guy and a girl. They lived together, and they were in a car accident, and they got about $259,000 in a settlement, and they went through it in a short period of time, months, with drugs. And then she got pregnant because she was prostituting, and she got pregnant and she went to an abortion clinic. And the doctor, or the butcher, as I call him, came out and he says, you know, you may suffer weeping syndrome. And she said, what's that, doc? And he said, from time to time, you may all of a sudden, out of a clear blue sky, get hysterical. I call that pangs of conscience. What do you call it? Interesting survey I'm doing. You get a kick out of the results. I'm asking women only. If you could come back in the next life, would you want to come back as a man? None of them said yes. They all said no. I got a kick out of that. It's unbelievable, right? It's not unbelievable. And one woman said, I like it when a man opens the door for me. And the other woman said, I open the door for men. I mean, we're partners. We're a team. We're all here together. But it said, abortion, when I was doing my surveys on abortion, I was up to 1,200,000 a year. That's a lot of kids chopped to pieces. And then we found out that they're selling the body parts, kidneys, lungs, eyes. And I asked myself, do blue eyes cost more than brown eyes? Bet you they do. It is said, and they use poverty as the excuse to kill the kids. Well, you know, she can't afford it to. Cut his head off. In World War II, when the Americans and the Russians liberated the concentration camps, in the American sector, Eisenhower went to the nearby village that was closest to the concentration camp, and he asked the people, did you know genocide was taking place? That men, women, and children were being gassed to death and then cremated? And they denied it. So you know what he did? He marched them all out of their village to the camp and showed them the results. And then he made them bury them all. The Russians did it a little different. They kept the camps open and they put their own enemies in there. But you'll never read that in an anti-American history book. So, before I bore you further, let me pick a nice tune for you and
We'll take a break. This is a Brazilian tune. A lot of slavery in Brazil. Portuguese brought black slaves into Brazil. Mated them with the Indians. Someday I'll tell you the story about Irish slaves in the 1500s, 1600s. Here's Santo Santo. This is a hymn that the Brazilians turned into a love song. Some of the things that I love.
The glowing sunset in the summertime, the golden flicker of the fireflies. of light in your lovely eyes. These are the things I love. Oh, still the moonbeam peeping through the trees. Oh, bed of tulips nodding in the breeze. Just the look you give in answer to my plea.
Watched the Democrat debate last night. I know a lot of Trumpeteers wouldn't watch it, but I wanted to see what they were all about. And my conclusion after the debate was the same as Stuart Varney: Trump won. The hate factor against Trump is so intense that it's consuming people. But there's something you should know. It's not going to go the way the Democrats plan. And all the Democrats that you see up there on the stage, there's a possibility not one of them is going to be the real candidate. They saved the Manchurian candidate for last. The Trumpeteer Party, there's only two parties in the United States today. The old Democrat Party and the old Republican Party are gone. There's only two parties in the United States today. The Trumpeteer Party, those that are allied with Donald Trump. And the Communist Democrat Rhino Rat Party. That coalition is the opposition. And Trump is the first president to pull the curtain back so now the American people can see the tip of the iceberg. No wonder they want to impeach him behind closed communist doors. They will convict him in private and sentence him in public. The only thing that stands in the way is the second amen. And there are 400 million amens in the United States. Now, I don't know if you heard it or not, about ABC, they had late-breaking news, I think it was 2 days ago, about the Turkish invasion of Syria. And they showed all the explosions and the fires and the machine gun fire that the Turks were using to annihilate the Kurds. Well, it turned out to be bullshit.
it turned out that it was a video clip of a shooting range in Kentucky, in a small town like Possum Trot, Kentucky. And I saw the video, and it was pulled immediately by YouTube the very next day. And ABC pulled it also. And I don't know if they apologized or they tried to rationalize it, but it turned out to be, there was probably about, video was very dark because it was done at night. And there might have been 200 marksmen there, riflemen. And they had 50 caliber machine guns. So you see the dark silhouettes, and you can't tell what other country it's from. But then you hear American voices with southern accents saying, okay, we're almost ready, and then begin. And out in the firing range, it happened to be a firing range, there were cars and trucks, you know, old junkers, and they must have packed them with gasoline, because as soon as they opened up with the 50 caliber machine guns, the cars and trucks exploded, and it lit up the night sky, and it really looked like a war zone. And I never saw so much firepower in my life, and I was in an armored division, and I used to man a 50 caliber. And I never saw so much lead being poured on one target. I never saw it. So I said to myself, man, there's 400 million guns in the United States. And all these people are debating about seizing the guns. And I often joke and say, yeah, they should. These Democrats that want to seize the guns, they should start at Indian reservations and let me know how they make out. Because I doubt very much if the Lakota Sioux are going to give up their guns. Yeah, there's going to be a lot of Democrat scalps on lodge poles. Yeah. And this is the real reason why you have to have firepower equal to an advancing enemy. If the communists, the Chinese communists and the Russians are going to invade the United States, they're going to come with firepower. And the American militias have to be ready with their firepower, which is superior to the enemy's firepower. When Admiral Yamamoto had just completed the destruction of Pearl Harbor, his officers asked him why he didn't continue on to the West Coast and conquer the United States. You know what his answer was? Behind every blade of grass is an American with a rifle. And that's why he didn't come. When Adolf Hitler confiscated all of the guns of the civilians in Germany, and his people, who loved him, said, why are you taking our guns away? And he said, why do you need guns? The SS will protect you. Knock, knock. Who's there? It's the SS. Can you come with us, please? First they'll take your guns, then they'll take you. Those who want to seize your guns intend to kill you. But they can't kill 400 million weapons. I would like to see the end of AK-47s because they're made in Russia and China. And if you want to buy illegal guns, you can buy all you want every day of the week. Go see your drug dealer. Your drug dealer can get you anything you want. I had a customer of mine was a New York City cop, and he was doing a narcotics raid, and they found in the den they found rocket launchers. And in the refrigerator was the ingredients to make bombs. And it was called M something. I forget what it was. But there's a lot of weapons in this country. And if you really want to confiscate weapons, go after the illegal ones. Go after the drug dealers. Oh, but we just put the drug dealers back out on the streets to handle all the fentanyl coming in. Yeah. Obama bragged. He put 5,900 drug dealers, took them out of prison, put them back out on the streets to handle the fentanyl influx. And one of these days I'm going to do a survey on who gets killed more, people by bullets or people by drugs. And I think I'm going to find out that the drugs is the bigger killer than the gun. And drugs leads to abortion. It is sad. The biggest killer in this country is abortion. 1,000,002. 4,700 babies a day get murdered. And I've seen reports of doctors joking about eyeballs rolling around on a table, on their desk. You don't know what goes on in these job shops. You should get a tour of one. I guarantee you when you come out, you'll be pro-life. You'll be pro-life. Two of the saddest pictures I ever saw was a black baby in a bucket. Fully grown. And I remember that black abortionist who said that some of the kids he killed were so big they could walk to the bus stop. Planned Slaughterhood kills 3,000 babies a day, 1,200 white babies, 1,100 black babies, and 700 Latino niños. That's 3,000 out of the 4,700. That number adds up real quick. In 2 days, it's 9,400. In 10 days, it's 37,000. All the way up to 1.2 million. That's a lot of babies. Do you know that in some countries, aborted babies are used as fuel for a hospital in Britain? Yeah. What's the difference? It is sad. It is sad. In 6 years, we beat the Holocaust. The Jewish Holocaust in 6 years. Hitler killed 6 million Jews. We're killing 1.2. In 6 years, we're up to 72. 7,200,000. It is sad. Not one could be saved. There isn't a Beethoven in the bunch. There isn't an Einstein in the bunch. It is really sad. And the saddest one I saw was a beautiful Latino baby girl. She had hair, I would say maybe an inch long. And she looked like she was asleep peacefully. All they did was make a little slit in the back of her neck and cut her spinal cord. And we're supposed to be civilized. We pass laws that say, look, we're civilized. We're in trouble. And if you're religious, one day you're going to have to answer to your maker. And if you're not religious, you'll still have to answer to Bo Pio. We're going to caution you about being a fool.
15651, take 6.
Yeah.
lucky enough to have someone who loves you, then be glad that you've got someone who loves you. 'Cause lips that were warm can grow cool. Listen to the wisdom of a fool. When you take her for heart and you do something to it, and you think to yourself, why did I do it? You may find that the world can be cruel. Listen to the wisdom of a fool. Now I had a love just the same as you, and I was a fool not to see. But you still have time to say you love her. I'm afraid it's too late. You know we'll be waiting. Hold her close in your arms and be glad that she's waiting. You'll be happy, believe me, if you'll only listen to the wisdom of a fool. Only listen.
Socialism is stage three communism. There's four stages to communism. Organize, mobilize, socialize, and then when all else fails, we're in stage three now, moving into stage four, violent revolution. Antifa is leading the way, and a guy named George Soros is pulling the strings. This is the devil's workshop, folks. Do you know this guy, Saul Alinsky? He wrote Rules for Radicals. Hillary Clinton was a big fan of his. She did her college thesis on his philosophy. Do you know he wrote a book, Rules for Radicals? You know who he dedicated the book to? Lucifer. Lucifer. Democrat Party has no God, no country, no flag, and no kids. So, I don't want to get real heavy, because you can't handle it. You can't handle reality, man. Give you a little Irish tune called The Wild Rover.
I've been a wild rover for many the years. I've spent all me money on whiskey and beer, but now I'm returning with gold and great store. And I never will pay the wild rover no more, and it goes. I used to frequent. I told the landlady me money was spent. I asked her for credit, she answered me nay. Such custom as yours I can have any day, and it's no, nay, never. Pocket 10 sovereigns bright, and the landlady's eyes open wide with delight. She says, I have whiskey and the wine's on the bed, and the words that you told me were only in jest, and it's no. Caress me as oftentimes before, then I never will play the wild rover no more, and it's no.
Movies out there that are going to make a lot of box office money. One is The Joker, and the other is The Irishman. The Irishman I won't see, because Robert De Niro's in it. And now, to me, he is Robert De Niro. You don't come out in your venue and attack the President of the United States and talk like a hood. And The Joker is black. Is very black, on the dark side of the moon. It's very sinister. And there's no more. The good guy gets the girl. The ranch hand marries the school mom. Now the ranch hand cuts her up in many little pieces. If you turn on your TV after 11 o'clock at night, every other channel will show you violence against women. They're all being stalked in nightgowns, and they're all being cut to pieces. And this is devil worship in a sinister form. And that's not what J.C. died for. He died to make us live forever.
Bani, Bani, Manuel, captivum solve Israel, then more.
I was 3 years old, playing on a linoleum floor, and all around me were paratrooper boots. And they were saying goodbye to my mother. They were the sons of an Italian mom who lived above us in the apartment house we lived in. And they were going off to fight World War II. This is a generation that just came out of the Depression in 1929. They grew up in the Depression. So they knew hard times. And there was nobody guaranteeing them free tuition after you ran up $100,000 or $200,000 tab. Everything was, you earn what you make. You make what you earn. But today, politicians will promise you everything. There used to be a there used to be a commercial for perfume. It was promise her anything but give her our page. And that's what the Democrat Communist Party is doing. They're telling you. It's always divide and conquer. Black against white. It's always divide and conquer. Men against women. Boys against girls. They cannot live and survive in a United States. It has to be broken into little pieces so that they can introduce communist slavery back into the mix. And if you don't think there's such a thing as communist slavery, you go to China. Go to China and look over the wall. Yeah. It is sad. And the poor are the biggest victims of communism because the poor have nothing. And the communists will come and guarantee them food. And then they'll tell them, well, if you want more food, you got to take that man's food. And you got to take that man that's real fat, you got to take half of what he's got. And you can take his house. And you can have this and you can have that. And the government's going to give it all. Then the government takes it from everybody. There was something I seen today that I was... Oh, Hong Kong. Do you know that in Hong Kong, the residents can't own the property? The property belongs to the government. That's why they're flying American flags over there. So, these boys went off to war. And had they lost, you would not be here today. You definitely would not be here today. And all you people with tattoos, you'd all be lampshades. And if you don't believe me, just go to YouTube and get The Rape of Nanking. That was Japanese handiwork. And they did the same thing to the Philippines. The Russians were a little more innocuous. They weren't as obvious as the Japanese. They weren't throwing babies up in the air and bayoneting them. Isn't that what we're doing now in the United States? Oh, no, we don't bayonet them, Tom. We just cut them. We just give them a quick slip. Yeah, I know. Tell me about it. Two things are killing more Americans than anything. Drugs and abortion. We got to get off the murder kick. When Obama freed 5,900 drug dealers, he said that drugs and dealing drugs is a harmless crime. Go to any emergency room, especially on the weekends, and see what they're wheeling in. There are a lot of toe tags in the morgue on young people. And the only sickness was drug overdose. And there was a time when America was drug free. J. jazz musicians smoked weed, but the general population didn't. They tell you weed is good. And weed, nobody ever OD'd on weed. But everybody who ever OD'd started with weed. So it's a gateway drug. And if you got pain, you'll take anything to ease the pain. I will, you will, everybody will. But then there's the pain of drug addiction. And you don't want to be there. And the best way to beat drugs, Nancy Reagan is right. Don't do them. Don't do the first one. Because it is enticing and seducing. And like the nuns used to say, avoid the near occasions of sin. So if you're going to a party and they're doing drugs, chances are you're going to succumb. And if you ever seen somebody that's been an addict, a young person that's been an addict, and how quickly they age, it's unbelievable. They say in Puerto Rico, 1 out of 7 is a heroin addict. New Hampshire, who would believe New Hampshire? They wrote songs about New Hampshire, the greenery and the outdoor life, and they got a big fentanyl problem up there. Fentanyl is deadly. And why should a guy climb over a wall with a bale of marijuana when he can throw over the wall a suitcase full of fentanyl and make 100 times the profit? I would say 1 out of 5 Americans succumbs to drugs. Eventually, if the left has their way, everybody will be doped up. You'll be sitting at the dinner table and there'll be, if you got a big family, you'll have 2 zombies. And when you lose a loved one to drugs, there's no coming back. Rehab? Forget about it. You don't need rehab if you never do the first one. And everybody thinks they can handle it. And some guys live a lifetime and get away with it. But there's a lot of 22-year-olds in the cemetery, 18-year-olds, 16-year-olds. I saw my first overdose in grammar school. One of the kids wasn't coming anymore. He OD'd. He was probably in the 7th grade. Drugs is taboo, Buona. Don't mess with them because you can't beat them. I'm going to play a tune of a woman who was married to a GI during World War II. And this is the way she loved that GI.
Comfort of your arms.
I'm watching a Yankee game, seventh inning stretch, and they sing God Bless America. And I noticed that only the older generation knew the words. The younger generation didn't know the words. And that's where we've lost and the communists have won. Indoctrination goes on all day long in this country, and most of us don't realize it. So they used to play in that seventh inning stretch a song by a lady named Kate Smith, who sang for those men who went and died so that you and I could live today. And she was their hero. She was a heavy-set woman, and they loved her voice, and they loved her. And all of a sudden, the politically correct communists decided she was a racist. So they had her removed from the seventh inning stretch. And you know what they want to do. You know, the first monument the communists took down in the United States was not a rebel soldier. It was the Ten Commandments. And all they had to do, they didn't have to take down the Ten Commandments. All they had to do was remove the word not. Thou shalt not kill little babies. Remember, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness is for all Americans. It's a God-given right. So I'm going to close with my favorite. I do have a great Star Spangled Banner. It's on a vinyl record. And the next time we do a show, I'll play that for you. It's got 47 scratches in the record, and each scratch represents 5,700 Americans who died so that you and I could live. And if you think we'd be around if we lost World War II, you're not a real person. You don't know how to deal with reality. Like Jack Nicholson says, you can't handle the truth. So here's God Bless America by Kate Smith. And have a nice night, folks. And God keep you safe.
Hello, everybody. I loved making this album for you, and I sincerely hope that you'll enjoy this tribute to musical America. Thank you.
Through the night with a light from above.
less than 0.5% defend this country. If we fall, who's going to take us in? The last words that you will hear will not be, shoot the black man, shoot the white man, and shoot the Oriental, shoot the Latino. The last words that you will ever hear are, shoot the Americans. So if you're going to die like one, you might as well live like one. Vote Trump and keep the ball rolling. Good night.